Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 29th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, according to the latest edition of the Power On newsletter from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, several key Apple products are nearing mass production, including a new M5 MacBook Air, a new M5 MacBook Pro, and at least one new version of the Studio Display. According to the story, these products will launch between the end of this year and the first quarter of next year. The M5 MacBook Pro and MacBook Air are both expected to be relatively minor updates focused on the change from the M4 to the M5 chip. We can expect better performance, better battery life, and all of the other benefits that come with an upgraded processor, but we aren't expecting any major or dramatic design changes or other new features. The Studio Display, however, remains a bit of a mystery. We still don't really know what will be new with a refreshed version of the Studio Display. Ideally, we're looking at a relatively significant upgrade to the screen on the Studio Display, which is largely the same as the display Apple has used on iMacs for years and years at this point. Beyond those new products, Bloomberg says we're looking at an imminent debut of a new iPad Pro and a new Vision Pro. And finally, we're still waiting on smaller updates to Apple's home products, including new versions of the Apple TV and HomePod Mini. In other news today, as Apple continues its work on a revamped version of Siri, Bloomberg has details on the company's testing process. The report explains that Apple has developed a ChatGPT-like app to help test and prepare for the launch of the next generation Siri. However, the report details that Apple doesn't currently plan to launch the app to the public. Instead, it's using it simply as a way to evaluate new features for Apple's voice assistant. The app essentially takes the still-in-progress technology from the new Siri and puts it in a forum that employees can test out more efficiently. It's also a way for Apple to gather feedback on whether the chatbot format has value. The app is described as resembling most popular chatbots like the ChatGPT app. It lets Apple users manage multiple conversations across different topics, and save and reference past chats, follow up on earlier queries, and support extended back-and-forth exchanges. Apple's decision to not release this app to the public, or at least not currently plan to release the app to the public, shouldn't come as a surprise. Apple executives have expressed doubt about the usefulness of a chatbot interface for artificial intelligence features. In an interview at WWDC this year, Apple's software VP Craig Federighi said that Apple wants to build an experience that is integrated into everything you do, not a quote-unquote bolt-on chatbot on the side. Still, many Apple fans would argue that there's usefulness to both of those implementations, features that are integrated deeply with the iPhone experience, and also a chatbot interface that you can use for more on-demand queries. As Apple continues to work on this upgraded version of Siri with features like in-app actions and personal context, it's reportedly developing two versions of the system. One of those systems is powered by Apple's own AI models, while the other is built on external models from companies like Google. The current goal inside Apple is to launch the revamped version of Siri next spring, and Apple is also continuing its work on a new Answers project that reportedly aims to create a ChatGPT-like search experience using Apple's in-house AI services. But again, this isn't a chatbot. It's a new way to search. We're sponsored this week by FastMinder. FastMinder is an app that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use interface for tracking your fasting, with a built-in timer that lets you choose from popular fasting plans like 16-8, 8-16, or to create your own custom schedule to fit your lifestyle. You can monitor your fasting progress with charts and graphs, track your fasting hours, your weight, your hydration, and much more to see how your body responds over time. And finally, FastMinder's September update adds new features like new app shortcuts. Hit the link in the show notes to try out FastMinder today and take control of your intermittent fasting habits. Running out today, we have some more developments in Apple's work on new AI features. In March, Apple announced it was delaying the launch of its more personalized Siri that it first teased at WWDC 2024. 2 weeks later, it was hit with a class action lawsuit from consumers over quote-unquote false advertising of those unreleased Apple Intelligence features. Apple has now filed a motion to dismiss that class action lawsuit. In its filing, Apple argues the lawsuit should be thrown out because it rests on complaints about the timing of just two Siri-related features, personal context and in-app actions. The company emphasizes that the features were delayed to meet Apple's high-quality standards and that the delay of two features cannot support the sweeping claims made in the lawsuit. Apple says, quote, "Plaintiffs cannot and do not allege that the iPhone 16 models they purchased are defective," end quote. The company says that all plaintiffs continue to use their devices and will receive the remaining features at no additional cost through software updates next year. Apple also states that the plaintiffs failed to specify the statements or advertisements they saw or relied upon when making their purchases. Apple also wants credit for the Apple Intelligence features that have shipped. It points to more than 20 features that have rolled out since last fall, including writing tools, smart replies, priority notifications, Genmoji, and Image Playground. Apple argues that those updates are groundbreaking and transformative, and that they show steady delivery on what was promised. And finally, Apple's rebuttal says that it made it clear Apple Intelligence features would be delivered over time and continue to evolve as the phased rollout progressed. With this filing, Apple is asking the court to dismiss the case in full and avoid any further discovery or trial. If the judge agrees, the lawsuit would be thrown out before reaching that next stage of litigation. Apple is also continuing to battle a shareholder lawsuit over the Apple Intelligence delays, but there haven't yet been any updates on that case. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.